Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, everybody out there in Beamer land. You have Greg Peterson, team manager from sunny Southern California. And with me, I am so excited to have our host, Belinda Casper. Belinda, where are you and how are you?
Hello, Greg. Happy to be here. Well, I currently am sitting in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, and I am a group leader and happy to be here and kick off another new month of our Quick Start program.
I know. Can you believe it? This is our third month, and I was thinking about this, about some of the fine-tuned changes that we've been doing each month. And we're going to go into this, folks, with all the things that we're going to be sharing with you. But the first and foremost, what you want to have is a pen and paper with you, because we're going to be giving you some information several times throughout this presentation so that you can get things written down, be able to find out where to go to listen to recordings of this. So you can listen to it in the comfort of your own home, in your own time, uninterrupted, and be able to get all the juicy tidbits that we're going to be sharing with you. So, Belinda, are you ready to get started with this?
I am ready. Yes, we have a lot of fabulous things to share, and I'm excited that we continue to keep repeating this. So this call on Mondays is really designed for new distributors, but it's also for returning distributors who want to reengage. You know, the beauty of our Beamer business is you make it work for your life. But if you want to focus on growing your business, this is a great way to reengage or to get started. So we're able to, we have our Blog Talk Radio that we have every Monday, but if you're missing this or you want to listen to it again, we have the opportunity to do that at blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. And Greg, I know we have a great goal. Why don't you talk to people what our goals are for these next 4 weeks?
You bet. So there's several things I'm going to be repeating throughout the show today, everybody. Number one, do you have that pen and paper ready? And as Belinda said, we're going to have a lot of great information to share with you. And as she mentioned, the Blog Talk Radio, to be able to listen to the recordings, is blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. So that is blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS. And that's where you'll be able to listen to recordings. Now, we have the recordings from the last 2 months, but remember, we are going to be continually adding new material as things continue to change within our system itself, because Beamer is constantly growing. And the best thing about the company is they are always listening to the field personnel, and they are making the appropriate changes to make life easier for us so that we can share this amazing product with everybody. So what is our goal? Our goal is to help you get off to the best start possible and to encourage and make your first sale in the next 4 weeks. I mean, how cool is that? Is if you're a junior and you make a sale right away, you're going to start off with a 17% commission. And that's a nice little thing to have in the old pocketbook, but the most important thing is you're changing someone else's life, and not just one person. You get that into a household, and you can be changing every single life within that household. And these are the stories that we love to hear. And you can do that on Tuesday mornings on Blog Talk on Testimonial Tuesday, and we love to hear your stories then. So we want to make sure that you're educated and motivated to become senior in 60 days. And we have what's called the Pace Setter Program. So you have, once you sign on as a distributor, you have 2 full months to obtain 5,000 points. Well, how do you get that? Well, if you sell the Go Set bundle, for example, that's going to be 1,500 points. So you sell any combination of the bundle set with the Go Set, or the horse unit, you sell 4 units within 60 days. Now, here's the trick. If you signed up on the 14th of last month of April, for example, you have the rest of April as free time, and your actual 60 days starts on May 1st. So you have all of May and June also to complete this goal. So ideally, if you sign someone up on the first of the month, they basically have almost 90 days to achieve this goal. So just something to think about if you're wanting to help people out there. All right. Now, if you sell those 4 units, you will earn an additional $750 that will go into your commission. But here's a really nice thing. If 2 of those sales also sign on as a distributor, and since they are purchasing, which is a qualifying sale, they become a junior distributor, you will receive an additional $250. Now, put that together, that's an extra $1,000 commission that you will receive at the end of your 60-day period. So that's a pretty nice thing. And on top of that, you get a really nice pace setter watch, and you get the status of being a pace setter. And those, I tell you what, Belinda, that have become pace setters are the people that are really standing out now in the country. And we've already had a couple graduates from this program that have followed what we have taught, and they became pace setters. So the system is really working. So with that, I'm going to get everybody started by listening to Belinda, because I don't want to bore you with my voice. I think we'd all rather hear Belinda now and have her go through the Quick Start program.
Okay, great. Thanks, Greg. Your energy is always enthusiastic, so I love working with you on this. But, you know, this is our third month, as you mentioned, of the Quick Start program. And what we do is every Monday at noon Eastern time, 9 Pacific time, we have the blog talk, and we start it over every month. And so we kind of give you an overview of how to really get a solid foundation of building your Beamer business. So as Greg said, don't forget to take notes. Don't forget to listen to the recording. We do try to have some time at the end of the call to answer questions, but frankly, we don't usually have a lot because we have so much to share. That May happens to be a five-week Monday. We have 5 Mondays in the month of May. So on the fifth Monday, we will answer all of your questions regardless of where they came from. So make sure that you're participating in all 5 weeks of this May kickoff of the Quick Start program. We created a page that we encourage everybody to join. It is a closed group, and you do need to get approved for attendance. It is very easy to get approval, but you do have to answer the 2 questions that are asked, and that is, what is your IBD number? And if you attended an academy or not. So it's a yes or no answer on the academy, and we need your IBD number to approve you. We cannot approve you without that information. So please go to the Facebook page, and you can find that page by Quick Space Start. So you have space between Quick and Start IBD Support Group.
If you go to that, you will be asked to answer those two questions. Give us your name, your IBD number, as well as your if you attended the academy, and Greg and I will approve you for attendance. And that's going to help you in a lot of ways. One, we have the agenda of our call for all 4 weeks there. We also have a lot of conversations. People will answer questions for each other. It is a self-directed Facebook page. It isn't as if we do have some content in there, but we really want you to engage each other and answer questions. And another thing that's really great about this is you have the opportunity to find an accountability partner. You know, when you have a really great mentor that you're under, that could be your accountability partner. Maybe you and somebody else join Beamer at the same time, and you can be accountability partners with each other. But maybe you don't have that support group, and you're looking to find an accountability partner. Well, that Facebook page is a great opportunity for you to do so. So why you want to find an accountability partner? It really helps you stay focused on completing your commitments to reach your goals. We know the only way for success is daily behaviors and consistent behaviors, and an accountability partner might help you do that. It'll help you stay focused and give you the support you need for those daily, weekly behaviors and give you the results you need. You know, sometimes we can say a whole lot of things to ourselves, and we can say, create those key performance indicators that we say we're going to do, and that people will call that a KPI, a key performance indicator. Hold ourselves accountable, somebody else may, and that is also very, very helpful. So start to think about how many new people are you willing to contact and to introduce the Beamer to each week? How many new people are you going to invite to our weekly calls? And Greg and I are going to give you all the information about all of that. Think about how many people you're going to get on the Beamer. You know, bodies on the Beamer make the difference. Beamer speaks for itself. How many people, how many bodies are you going to get on the Beamer each week? And how many follow-ups are you going to do? We have a whole day of our blog talk dedicated to follow-up. But, you know, we have so many different options of follow-up. But, you know, the fortune is in the follow-up. If you do not have that engagement and relationship and conversation, if you're not sharing the videos or I decide video or text or send articles and so forth, it's guaranteed you're not going to have success. Follow-up is so critically important. You know, George Veronis, our national director, has a fast-track program that he creates, and that's to help people get those regular behaviors. And he has done a lot of analysis, and he said, if you introduce the Beamer to two new people each week, if you get two people to a call, you know, we have those national calls we're going to talk about. If you get two people to one of those calls every single week, and you get two people on a Beamer every single week, and you are doing follow-ups each week to all of those individuals, you're likely to sell one Beamer a month. And so we know that with 17%, that's around $760. And 25% for those people who become seniors, that's around $1,200 a month. So think about it, 2-2-2. If you're making a commitment to do that, you're going to have the type of success you can have. And then you can do the math of what you want to, what a goal you want to accomplish, and then you can work backwards to establish that. So finding an accountability partner may help you maintain those regular behaviors. And you can find somebody, IBD support group. So, Greg, let's talk about expectations. I'm going to turn it over to you to carry out what the expectations are.
Boy, talking about putting the pressure on me here. Well, let's see here. Well, number one, folks, as an independent Beamer distributor, you are in business for yourself. This is your business. And we should not expect other people to do your work. So we want to make sure that we are here to simply orchestrate and help direct your efforts. So remember this, your success is up to you. You're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. But you have to be motivated and disciplined to make the actions that are necessary. So what do I mean by that? Well, just what Belinda was sharing with you, accountability partner, working with your mentor, you're going to be going through all the different tools. It might seem like a lot at first, but when Belinda was sharing with you about the two, two, and two, introducing the Beamer to two people, getting them to two presentations, doing two three-way phone calls in a week, do you realize to make a phone call and then to send them a presentation is no longer than one commercial on the TV? That's it. So even though it may seem like a lot at first because it's outside our comfort zone, once you understand and get comfortable with it, you'll realize that 5 minutes a day and you could make possibly enough income to pay the mortgage on your house or a car payment or different things there. But once again, more importantly, you are sharing technology with individuals that could literally change their life. There are so many people that are desperate to learn about this, to where their lives could be dramatically changed. One thing I want to leave with on this section here, Belinda, is I was thinking that when we listen to a show like this, it's great. We're excited. We listen to it, and then the show is over, and then we slide right back into our normal behavior during the day. So here's something I recommend. If you had a friend come and visit you and knock on your door, it's great. You have a quick visit for a half hour. They leave, and then that's it. However, if they bring something to you and they leave it there, whether it be a bouquet of flowers or something, you walk by it and it reminds you of their visit and it perks you up. Do the same with Blog Talk. Put a note on your refrigerator. Put a note on your mirror. Do different things like that. So when you walk around, put a note on the dashboard of your vehicle saying, study my Beamer. And, you know, that's a good way because then you have a friend hop in the car and they're going, Beamer, what is that? So here are different things to constantly start to keep you engaged. And by doing that, you are building now your own business. So for the additional tools and all the fun stuff, I'm going to turn it back over to Belinda.
Okay. Thanks, Greg. You know, there is so much information. Those of us that have been around for a while really are so excited to be able to share the information and tools that we have available. A lot of us started when that didn't exist. So one of the things that I tell people now is don't let that overwhelm you. We have so much information and valuable tools, and just take it one step at a time. Digest it one step at a time. Set aside 30 minutes or an hour a week and begin to go through that. Whatever you're doing, a lot of people start out doing their Beamer business as a part-time initiation. Many people don't start right away as a full-time business. So decide what you are able to do in digesting the information, but then also make sure that you're having those income-producing activities that we talked about before, that you're really sharing the Beamer and getting people on it. One of the little hints I like to share with people is to get a journal and begin to take your notes of the calls and the things that you're learning on e-learning in that journal. So at any point in time, it's not mixed in with your to-do list and your other notes that you're taking in life. If you have this journal and you're putting things into that, it's going to be easier for you to find that information and share it. So that's one of the tips I like to share people right off the bat. The people to start in learning about Beamer is what Beamer is providing in the e-learning tab. And I can tell you, for any of those people that have been around for a while that are on today's call, it continues to be enhanced and every single week. There's more content, more material, more opportunities to learn. So if you've been in the e-learning in the past, please make sure you go back and use it again, because there is so much wonderful content. And you can just go to you may hear us refer to the back office as the BBO. That's the Beamer back office. But the way you go to find it is you're going to your back office, .beamer.services. And then you want to enter your Beamer email. So that's going to be probably your first name dot last name at beamermail.com. But there's a lot of configurations, but it is your Beamer email. And then you want to use the password that you used when you signed up to be a distributor. Now, when you go to the e-learning tab, there's a lot of small, short, digestible videos. You can take one at a time. They also, I think, Greg, you were telling me today that they have started a new Beamer Business Leaders track as well. So there's a lot of paths for all of us to be able to continue to get back in there. The other thing that I think is a really great way for people to get started is to become familiar with a distributor library and also to become familiar with the new national calendar that is at the top of our distributor library. You won't miss a national call if you make sure that you are regularly checking that national calendar. And next week, we actually have two fabulous calls that Dr. Burka is now doing, and you can register on Monday, May 10th. If you are a practitioner, you are a licensed healthcare practitioner, you can attend the Medical Monday next Monday, the 10th. But for everybody else, there's a Wellness Wednesday, and that's going to be on May 12th. And Dr. Burka has a subject this month on sleep because many of us are getting that full body mat and incorporating the sleep mode. So Dr. Burka is going to talk about the value of sleep. So if you are a licensed practitioner, you have to register for the Medical Monday to get the link. But if you're not and you want to attend the Wednesday, you can just go to the calendar and you'll be able to get the link to attend that Wednesday call on May 12th. So there's all kinds of calls that are available every single week in there, and you'll find that in the national calendar. The single best thing you can do to get acclimated in the Beamer world, understand how to share it, understand the science of Beamer and the usage of Beamer, is attending an academy. And they're all online. They are two full days. As a Beamer distributor, you do have to attend an academy. Your distributor fee of $199 paid for it. You do not have to pay to attend, but they do want everybody to attend within 180 days of signing up to be a distributor. So in order for you to become or to sign up for your academy, you go to your back office, you look at the panel on the left-hand side, you'll see event. And then you do an event search and just type in academy in the section. You can see what academies work for your schedule. I happen to be teaching one in a couple of weeks on the 15th and 16th with my friend Linnell Hagee. And we're doing that. That is a Saturday and Sunday. You'll Saturdays and Sundays. And occasionally there'll be a middle of the week one or a Sunday, Monday for those people who are honoring the Sabbath of Saturday. So look in that academy search and find an academy that works for you and register. And that's going to be an important way for you to understand how to really share the Beamer and understand all of the wonderful tools and opportunities that are available for you. And then finally, I just want to tell people that you have an amazing support team. Your upline team is available to support you, and they benefit from your success. So tap into that. Some people don't know who is their group leader or their team manager or organizational manager. And what you're going to be able to do is to go into your back office. On one of the tabs on the dashboard on the top says My Team. Just click on that, and you'll be able to see the person who signed up for you, the person above them that may be your team manager, organizational manager, or organizational director. So if you're not really getting the information and support you need, go to the team manager, go to the organizational manager above them to be able to have them help you with possibly the business development questions or three-way calls, or if you don't know how to sign up your academy and your mentor is not able to help you, that's the people who will support you. You know, we really want to make sure that we are kind of working up the line organizationally as we need. Your mentor should be your first stop, but if you're not getting the answer you need, then you have the opportunity to progress up. We have a fabulous customer service group in Beamer. and they do amazing work, but we don't want to bother them and slow them down for these types of questions. Your upline support team is available for that. But if anybody is wondering how they can contact the company for questions on warranty or orders or even your website, if you have any issues there, you can do so at 800-554-9117. That is 800-554-9117. And they are available 6 to 6 Pacific time or 9 to 9 Eastern time. Whenever you call, make sure you have your IBD number, and you can find that in your back office. Again, go to that My Team tab, and it's going to have your name with an IBD number there. But if you're talking about a specific order, you want to make sure you have your order number, and that would start with a WS number. So that's information that's going to help you make those calls effective so that we can help keep everybody in that customer service team productive. And, you know, Greg, we know that the very best opportunity for us to introduce people to the Beamer is to talk about our personal story. So we know that's one of the first things we teach in an academy, but why don't we give everybody a preview about how to make that an effective conversation? Greg, are you on mute?
There we go. Sorry, I had myself muted there. So, yeah, everything that you shared was so amazing. And when you were mentioning about the customer support, our customer support has really been improving upon themselves. We've got a new gentleman by the name of John Rockenstein that is in there, and he is developing a management team that is overlooking over all of the customer service people that are on the phones. And I believe Gloria is one of them, and there's another gentleman also that they just brought on that has years and years of experience working with the type of clientele that we have, and they're listening in on all the calls, and they're figuring out how can they make the experience the most enjoyable, friendly, and basic, and number one, taking care of the problems that are coming through on the lines. And they are doing amazing work. So we want to take our hats off to them. So, testimonials. And when you brought that up, I was chuckling to myself here because after being a paramedic for 30 years and on the fire department, what's the first thing I did when somebody asked me about Beamer? I started spewing on them like a fire hose. And then all of a sudden, you could have swore that I looked like a deer hunter because all I saw were the deer's eyes in the headlights because they were like, oh, my God, get this crazy person away from me. Well, folks, we are here to teach you not to do that so that you have a pleasant experience and you don't scare off any of those first people that you come in contact with that could be some of the best people that you would ever share the Beamer with. So how do we do that? Your story is the best sales tool. And there's a saying that stories sell, but facts tell. We want to make sure that you are able to give a nice, short, concise testimonial to people that starts to wet their lips so that they want more information. How many of you remember the movie E.T.? And remember when the young man there, he would put the little Reese's Pieces outside the little barn, and then another one a few steps away, and another one a few steps away. And so E.T. would come out, and he would pick up one, and then he'd pick up another one. And we want to do the same thing with our individuals. We give them something that's going to whet their appetite, and then they're going to want more. With your testimonial, you want it to be short, concise, and compliant. So what do we mean by short? 30 seconds to 60 seconds long. Now, I know in the academies, they say 90 seconds long. But if you can work it down, shorter is actually better. Because if I tell you the sky is blue, you in your own mind are going to imagine what a beautiful blue sky is in your own mind. But if I try to describe it exactly the type of blue, the whole bit like that, maybe that might not be like the best blue in someone else's mind. So let their imaginations build upon your story also. Be concise as far as, wow, you know what? I was suffering from an issue where my joints, I had such discomfort, I could hardly walk. I mean, this was going on for about 3 or 4 months. And then once I discovered the Beamer, you know what? I'm out and I'm jogging on the track again. So something like that are going to be, people are going to be like, whoa, I want to know more about that. So what is also compliant? Well, compliancy means we do not use any medical terms. So instead of using the word pain right now, we use the word discomfort. Why? Because pain in the FDA's eyes is considered to be a medical term. All right? We don't use the word diabetic, but we can use blood sugar issue and so forth. And all of these terms are in the compliance section on your e-learning. So when you go in there, there's a wonderful video that the company has put together that helps explain all of this for you. Also, we don't do a third-party testimonial. Why? Well, what if I told you Belinda's story, and then you go and you talk to Belinda, and she goes, well, you know, it wasn't quite like that. It was more like this. Now you're going to look at me and go, gosh, you know, that Greg, he kind of embellishes on things. What other things is he kind of embellishing on? And now you've taken a product that has a high value and you've lowered the value just because of the way you presented it. So we want to make sure that we keep everything up to speed and 100% ethical. And that is going to say a lot because I'm sure you've all heard other products where people are making all these claims and all this other stuff, but none of it is backed by science. None of it is backed by tests or different things like that or studies. So we want to make sure that we keep 100% honest with our people, and that speaks volumes. Now, on Tuesday mornings, we have Testimonial Tuesday, and I am fortunate to be host and co-host on certain Tuesday mornings. We have a group of 6 people that rotate on that. And one thing I want to also let you all know is everybody's volunteers to do our Blog Talk Radio. So we are here to help all of you, and we want interaction. And so we will hear testimonials from you, the people. What has Beamer done for you? And you might share something very simple that may be simple to you, but it might spark that knowledge in someone else that's like, wow, you know, I know somebody that suffers from that. I'm going to go out and I'm going to share this with them. So we have that. We want to make sure that give simple things like your name, where you started from, maybe what you did for a living, how long then did you start using the Beamer, what were some of the obstacles you went over, and what were the results that you achieved. But once again, practice with your mentor, practice with your accountability partner, and the more you practice, the more automatic it will become. Because when somebody comes up to you and asks you, hey, I heard you sell that Beamer thing, what is it? Then you can automatically go into it instead of being surprised going, and it will come upon you as much more professional and will make a lot more sense to them and have a much greater impact. And then, once again, I did bring up the e-learning tab on the compliance section. So make sure you go through all of your e-learning. And I require all of my people now, I make it mandatory. They go through all their e-learning before they go to the academy. They go to an academy, and now I'm making sure that they go through all of our Quick Start program because that's how important these items are. We never had this in the past, and it showed. We lost a lot of people that kind of fell off to the wayside. Now we have the ability to bring everybody together and get them all on the same page. And we've got our wonderful worksheet in our Facebook page on the Quick Start IBD support group. There is a file in that support group. And within that file, we have the different worksheets that we refer to on here. So that's why it's so important to sign in. Now, another thing, too, is there's some people that forget to put in their IBD number and if they've been to an academy or not, because maybe they don't scroll up far enough and to see those questions. So please make sure you do that. Otherwise, I reach out on Instant Messenger and ask you for that information. But if we don't hear back from you, we can't get you into that. So I'm going to go right away to Belinda and get started on that prospect list.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know if we told people, but there is actually homework for this four-week program that we have for Quick Start, and one of them is to begin creating your prospect list. So please pay attention to what I'm about to share. You know, many of us are going to find a variety of different ways that work for us. You may try different methods and so forth, and just know that you may evolve as you go through. But the simplest thing for you to do is to begin to record people that you are thinking of that you want to introduce to the Beamer. Probably the simplest way to do that might be is to start with a three-ring binder and have on the top of the page people I know from church, people I know, another page would be people I know from the gym. Another page may be people that you know that you have in different work scenarios. So just start a page of each type of group of people and start writing down those names. You know, first off, don't judge about whether you think, oh, they don't have money or, oh, they won't be interested in natural health or whatever. Do not prejudge anyone. You will be surprised by the people who would be interested, and the people you think will absolutely be interested. It may be a harder conversation to get them to that point. So don't judge. You know, we're going to talk about how to bring people through what is called the sales funnel, and we're going to teach you the psychology of a sale. But one of the things that we're talking about right now is that top of funnel. How do we get the people who are interested in the Beamer, and how do we meet new people to be able to do that? So there's definitely a power in numbers. You want to, you know, one person may remind you of another person. As Greg just shared, if you're listening to Blog Talk Radio and you're listening to Testimonial Tuesday, that's a wonderful way to come up with different people that may remind you of people that you hear that have had tremendous success with the Beamer. So just start writing those names down. We're not going to ask you today or this week to make any action on those names, but your homework this week is to start your prospect list. And think about how you might be able to have opportunities to meet people to introduce them to the Beamer. One of the ways that I have had success is to being engaged in different network groups. And you may be able to find a network group in your community by going to meetup.com and saying they are interested in learning about different network groups. You know, a lot of them are operating on Zoom these days, so it may be easy and convenient for you to be able to get engaged and introduced to multiple people. I can tell you that one contact will lead to many. So think about that warm market, those people that you might know in your cell phone, people that you may have in your social media contacts, friends, family, coworkers. Just start making that list. And you want to also just write those names down, and you can always come back and add additional notes to it. So we'll discuss next week on how to reach out to them. But for this week's homework, it's important for you to be able to make your own list. And so, Greg, we know we are always faced with obstacles in our world, in our life, and in our Beamer business. But why don't you talk about what is that biggest obstacle that many people face in their Beamer business?
You know, I'm sitting here giggling, Belinda, because you said biggest obstacles to success equals, and then you have my name on there. And I'm thinking, boy, that is so true. Because my biggest obstacle was myself. I was limiting my own beliefs, the value of mindset of success. So what am I saying? Well, I was trying to start up another business here a few years ago, and I was thinking within the confines of my world, my expenditures, what I'm used to spending as far as money goes. And so I was limiting the clientele that I would actually be reaching out to. And a friend of mine that works as a consultant for different businesses said, Greg, what you want to do is ask an individual, not if they're thinking about becoming a distributor, find out more about them. Ask them, what is the largest amount of money purchased outside of a home that they've made, far as maybe a car? And it, when they go in and they go, well, you know what, I bought this one car, but I bought a used one. I wanted to really make sure that I got the most value out of it, and I didn't get the most expensive. I actually really streamlined things and the whole bit. And they were much more frugal. Well, an individual like that, their mindset is going to be on clients that are like that. So they're not thinking about the individuals out there that have extra money that they're like, hey, you know what? Dropping $5,000 is not a problem. Hey, I've got that right here in cash in my wallet sort of thing. So we want to make sure that we do not prejudge anybody and we learn how to step outside of our own little worlds. Because there, we had one individual, I recall, Belinda, that this individual was an individual that worked at a college, retired, was very frugal with his money, but he had put money off to the side just because he was looking for something like this. And he paid cash for his Beamer, and it was the best thing that ever came into his life. And here the individual was afraid to bring it up to him because they knew how his expenditures were, but they didn't know that he was purposely waiting for something like this to fall into his lap. So make sure you do not limit yourself. So with that, the last thing is really quick is homework. So on Facebook, we've got our Quick Start IBD support group. We have got our file system in there. And so that is where you will find those items. Make sure you develop a prospect list. We also have a worksheet in there on how to develop a prospect list, relatives, friends, neighbors, coworkers. Review your e-learning in your distributor and your distributor library. Make sure you get signed up for an academy and search for that upline in your back office. And so those are the things, the Facebook page, prospect list, e-learning, academy, and search for your upline in your back office and have them help you on these items. And I will leave the quote of the day for you, Belinda, and then we will call it a day.
Okay, fabulous. Well, thank you so much. As always, Greg, great information. And so, you know, our quote of the day is from Jim Rohn, and it is, the purpose of setting goals lies not in achieving them, but is in what it makes of you in the pursuit of them. And so remember, you want to write down those goals. You want to find that accountability partner. You want to find, join our Facebook group, and you want to stay engaged. So continue to join us each Monday this month of May, and we are happy to support you, and we are looking forward to your success. So I hope everybody has a wonderful week, and we look forward to talking to you next Monday. Bye now.
Have a great week, everybody.
Today's show was brought to you by an individual.